Thank you, Christopher. And now, to conclude this part of Chatterbox, we have a varied selection of shorter news items, including the Wimbledon wheelchair tennis star visiting a Norwich school, and cyclists who are warned to heed the rules of the road. But we start with the schoolboy who's achieved a personal landmark.
He has covered the equivalent distance of Norwich to Swansea, Holy Island or Bremen in Germany, as the crow flies. But 8-year-old Henry Kerrison has not finished yet. The Eton Primary School pupil achieved a landmark which few of his age can match. When he crossed the finishing line, after a gruelling 5-kilometre run in around heat at 23 centigrade, it was the 100th time the dedicated youngster had finished the park run. "It feels really good to have run 100 park runs," Henry said. "Now my aim is to beat my older brother's best time." Henry, who also plays rugby, football and cricket, took part in his first park run, aged just 5, when he finished in around 38 minutes. Since then, the free-timed event, which continues to grow in Norfolk and further afield, has become a regular feature of his weekend, with his brothers George, 14, Charlie, 10, sister Lily, 12, also taking part on occasions.
Wimbledon wheelchair tennis star Alfie Hewitt has been sharing his tips for success with school pupils. The 18-year-old visited Thorpe St Andrews School and Sixth Form to speak with students and play tennis with them. Mr Hewitt, who is a City College Norwich student, won the Wimbledon wheelchair doubles title this month. Ian Clayton, the school's principal, said, "Alfie is a really polite and humble young man who has more talent than you can ever imagine. He has been an outstanding role model to us all, sharing his success and showing his commitment and determination for his own future." The visit came ahead of the launch of a new tennis academy at the school in collaboration with Chris Stocker, founder of Tennis Edge. Mr Hewitt won the wheelchair doubles title with Gordon Reed.
"Cyclists have been warned to take heed of road rules and remember to stop at red lights. It comes as a Norwich man was ordered to pay more than £400 by Norwich magistrates this week after he was caught cycling through a red signal at Red Lion Street in the city centre. The cyclist, 32-year-old Georgius Rennins from Rose Lane, Norwich, was fined £220 for failing to stop at the lights. He was also ordered to pay the victim £22, surcharge and £85 in court costs. Police District Commander Superintendent Dave Marshall urged cyclists to stop at red lights, as failing to do so was not only against the law, but also risky.
The wishes of thousands of people will help decide how their communities develop for years to come after blueprints they drew up received final approval. The neighbourhood plans for Drayton, Old Catton and Blowfield set out visions for the parishes and will have to be taken into account when planning applications that could transform these areas are considered for permission. Broadland Council approved the plans after local residents gave them overwhelming backing in referenda. However, a councillor warned that developments residents oppose could still end up being approved.
Life prospects for disadvantaged children and young people across the county have been given a boost as Children in Need revealed a windfall for Norwich-based Your Own Place CIC. A total of £64,000 in new funding has been awarded to the project in the latest grant round. The funding will help provide training and education opportunities to young people in care and NEETs, young people not in education, employed or training. The opportunities given will increase employability skills, emotional well-being and resilience and best motivation and attitude to work.
Children have been celebrating the anniversary of their school's wildlife partnership. Pupils at Wensum Junior School have helped to celebrate the first anniversary of an educational partnership between the Aldi supermarket and the RSPB by turning the school's grounds into a wildlife haven. They've been creating new homes for wildlife at the site on Turner Road. Lani, a Wensum Junior School pupil, said, "I didn't really think about homes for animals before we did the Giving Nature a Home project, but now I think about it a lot more. I'm glad that we made the habitats that we did because they're really important for animals and insects on our school grounds."
That's all from this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Alison Applin
and Brian Clark. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more Norwich news, and a feature about the old Hippodrome Theatre in the city. And since it's the end of the month, our regular What's On section is also included.